Blog Talk Radio.
Yep, here goes YouTube.
All right. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us tonight and every night. And, of course, where you are around the world, it may be daylight, and it may be daytime, but the reality is, here we are, where you are, and let's worship the Lord together, let's study the Word of God together, let's be found diligently seeking Him.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 is the foundation verse of everything that we do. He is a reporter of all the truth that we seek Him. In fact, one of the speakers here, he made that the important part of our life, that we better get ourselves busy and make it the important part of our life. You know, verse says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. But that verse can be conversely saying, with faith, it is possible to please Him. And so we welcome you to this program. It's called Establishing Your Faith. And it's led by the author and the finisher of your faith, that's Jesus. And our textbook is the greatest book of faith there ever was. That's the Holy Bible. And you and I are walking in faith, growing our faith, developing our faith, and we're doing it right alongside of each other. We're creating what I call the community of faith. In Jesus' mighty name. Welcome YouTube, welcome Blog Talk Radio, anywhere somebody makes sure this. We're glad we shared it with you, and may you grow and develop in the things of God beyond anything you ever even thought was possible in your life. Tonight's title is
Speak the Word. Yes, really speak the Word.
Yes, really. Speak the Word. You can't. Well, you actually have to open up your mouth, and you actually just have to speak the Word. And I know there's a lot of people that think it's about a while that all you have to do to be a successful Christian. And the only problem with that is there's about 35 of those all you have to do. And so, my mind is, has to do to be a successful person. Either is walk with God, the answer to God. Now, tonight, well, the last two nights now, I've been teaching on speaking the Word, how God told Joshua to speak. God said, meditate the law day and night. And then He told Joshua, tell the people, don't speak. Shouted, those walls of Jericho fell down uphill inside on top of each other. And God had put a word in the ears of all the people that said, we cannot withstand these people. God opened up the Red Sea. God opened up the Jordan River. They were standing up on top of their walls. Jericho, because Jericho is close to the Jordan River. You understand, what do you see? And they're like, oh my, look at these people coming across. Remember, there's millions of them coming across that river. And the water stood up until they all got across, and the water stopped all the way down the river until they all got across. And when God does a miracle, benefit everyone in the world, everyone around him, everyone anywhere, is going to be able to see the things of God grow and develop in Jesus' name. Well, so we have our opening prayer and opening verses for the patriot prayer of dedication.
Yes.
Have it like ready, or do we need to keep talking? All right, I'll keep talking. I like this opening prayer because it helps all of us come to a focal point. And you get to put it up on the screen. You can see it on YouTube. You can see that as soon as we put it on Zoom. And we're glad to have you with us, and we really, really, really want you to join in and be a part. So remember, yes, you, sitting at home, in your car, on the airplane, wherever you may be, you actually have to speak the word of God. You're going to need to open up your mouth and actually say the word of God out loud. And it'll be all right. You can't mess it up. Did I do? You can't mess up, all you got to do is speak it. So, our first example of that is right here as we pray this prayer together. I want you, I encourage you, open up your mouth and speak this word. This is a prayer. There's no holiness in the fact that God gave me this prayer. God gave me a prayer, and I wrote it out. And as we say it together, now we have the prayer of agreement happening. That's what we need in our lives. So you say it right there at your house with you. Father,
we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, and the body of Christ, filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare that you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that believers' lives will be changed forever by the word of God. And glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And amen. Now, Sister Leanne, I'm going to have you lead us through the rest of those slides. I want to do the Ephesians and then into the Patriot Prayer. There you go. In the body of Christ. That's what we got to do. Now
we're going to
have you lead.
Okay. Ephesians 4, 1 to 3, verse 1. I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All believers are one and the same in God our Father. There is one body and one Spirit, just as we were called, and one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Thank you, Father, for your grace on your gift in my life. Jesus himself is the one who gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. God bless the fivefold ministry with boldness for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Ephesians 4:14-16, so that we will no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, we all grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. And then the Patriot Prayer of Dedication.
There we go.
Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Now, that is an example of a confession that we have written, and we make. There's a lot of people that's like, there's just no reason to do that. If you read it once, you read it. Just believe what you read and keep moving. Except that faith comes by hearing.
Yes.
And hearing by the word of God. So it literally does take us and speaking these verses over and over and over until we stop send in the little birds in the disposal house. They've been flying back and living in the nest at night.
Oh,
and the mom and dad will fly in there, they'll fly off. You don't need to get in that nest. And you see lots of lessons. But what is it? They have to train. It's all right out here in the big world. We'll be okay. Have to be afraid. He has learned. That's what you and I are doing right here in our Christian life. That's one of the reasons why I've been very open to have people ask questions. Because there's only one way you're going to get this, is that you get a practical application of the truth. And all we've got to do is organize all of our questions in a way that we can actually get the teaching done, and it makes a very perfect sense to everybody. And we've got God helped us by the Holy Spirit to be able to do that and answer so many questions and make them so personally applicable to our Christian life. Now, I want us to talk about some of our confessions. So let me ask this from the end one. I didn't ask her beforehand, so I'm kind of springing this on her, but she's pretty good. She's a spring chicken, so springing it is too bad. Do you have at hand, very close, the confession that we made over the technology?
I do.
I figured you would. Let's get that, and let's put that up on the screen so we can see it. Romans chapter 10, verse 17, very specifically tells us, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How can he hear unless there's a preacher? How can he preach unless it be sent? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel. In other words, those that bring the gospel to you, that is a beautiful thing. And God, our Father. But he didn't tell us to go around and tell preachers to take their shoes and tie off so we can see their feet. Is that thinking that the person isn't going around the grocery? So for a while we had a real problem with technology, having enough signal and everything. And we began to make these confessions every single time we came here. And I just, Sister Lena said it the other day, and I said it, we're not having all that technology issue like we had. And we needed to write a confession and send to Facebook, stop believing our posts.
Yeah.
We didn't write that enough. And so, we had to get off Facebook. Well, we didn't have to go off the YouTube. They can't do anything over there because they won't have any comments. And so, anytime Susie gets it up, if you'll put that up so we can see it.
All right. I'm making it a little bit bigger so that it will share easier. All right.
Let's go. Now, this is what I want us to do tonight. I want us to actually
not that big.
Speak the word. That's in the right of the title. Speak the word, yes. Actually, open your mouth and speak the word. What I kind of want to do is, okay? I want to have a successful Christian life without having to do that. You won't. Because all through history, all through creation, God put the power of life and death in our tongue. That's the way it works. You want your faith to work? You got to speak it. He didn't say, whatever you think in your heart toward the mouth, then it'll be removed. He says, when you speak to that mouth, it will be removed and cast into the sea. Let me see if I can get this big enough to see it there. Am I still there?
Yep, you're in the corner.
Hold Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
I'm having to adjust my screen. All right. Well, you can see there's a date on it, 5/20/21. This is exactly what I have been teaching us the last couple of days. You got to hear from God, you define it for our life, and then speak. So, here we go. Let's make this statement together. It's been a while since we made it. Let's make this declaration together right now. We declare
all of our equipment and technologies function properly every time we come together because we are walking in the righteousness of Jesus.
Now, pause, you might say, Pastor, why would you say because we're walking in the righteousness of Jesus? Because what you have and the authority you have doesn't come from yourself. It comes from Jesus' righteousness.
Amen.
That's where we get our power. You don't get power just because you speak it. There's all kinds of people speaking all kinds of things. We get power because we speak the word and we're walking in the path of righteousness.
Amen.
I'm all battery charged.
We speak to that equipment and technology function properly.
There we go. Genesis
1:26-28. We are fruitful. We multiply. We subdue this earth. And we take dominion of our internet signal, our electronic devices, and every satellite that is necessary to make it work. We take dominion of all of our platforms we function in, and we declare you will function properly every time we turn you on. Everything we do as a ministry always succeeds, unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. Thank you, Jesus, for your example that you dominated all realms of authority all throughout your ministry, and we walk in your footsteps now. We declare a perfect program today and every day to the glory, honor, and praise to the powerful name of Jesus and to his righteousness that we have been made into. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Some of you will say, well, now wait. You guys all saying that together, doesn't that sound like confusion to you? Well, no, but that's because we're used to each other making our declarations and talking like this. And this is what it would sound like if we was at church and I had this up on the screen for everybody to see. This is what it would sound like. And so now what we just did as we spoke that, we spoke in agreement, in faith, in prayer, and we declared the will of God to come to pass. This is the answer. This is the secret. This is the force of the Christian life as a believer, right here. The more word of God that you have revealed to you and you speak and declare it out loud into your life, the more your life will come together and the less it will fall apart in Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful name. Now, I want us to look for a moment different story. Of Jesus in the boat with the disciples. hold on. There's a couple of them. I want the one where Jesus is walking on the water, which I think is Luke. Yeah, Luke. Luke chapter
32-33. Is that the one you're wanting?
Yeah, probably so. Where is it? Luke.
Oh, you want it in Luke?
Nope, maybe it's not Luke.
Nope. Matthew and Mark.
Right, so what was it?
Matthew 14:22-36.
Okay. Well, just like you always gotta do. Write the note down. Don't just think you know how to turn to it.
So Mark and John.
And John, there you go.
You did find it in John too?
Mark chapter 6.
And John
6. Oh, yeah, yeah. Matt and Luke, though.
All right. So let's read this. Let's just read all 3 seconds of it. Okay? And you're going to get it from Matthew's point of view, Mark's point of view, and John's point of view. Can you read it, Bob?
Sure. So Matthew 14:22-36. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent them.
Your camera's off.
Oh. Because I was on the other screen and didn't know. There we go. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. And when evening had come, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all that surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched it were made perfectly well.
Now I want you to see something about that. We're going to go next to Mark chapter 6, 45 through 52.
Okay.
But even at this, they were actually speaking a word. Wait, we heard that somebody touched the hem of your garment, which they told.
Yeah.
They just touched the hem of your garment. They heard from somebody else's faith how they had spoken in their heart, The woman with the issue of blood had continually been saying, if I can but touch the hem of this garment, I will be made whole. And now my video's not on. There it is. And she was made whole. All of the kingdom. You got to get the word of God on your lips, and you got to speak it out loud. Here we go. Jesus going to walk on the water to the disciples.
Immediately, he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he sent the multitude away. And when
now
he
had...
Amen. Did you need to say something, Rebecca? Am I ready to go?
Yes, you are.
All right. And when he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to pray. Now when evening came, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. Then he saw them straining at rowing, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea and would have passed them by. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost and cried out. For they all...
Imagine.
No kidding. For they all saw him... For they all saw him and were troubled, and immediately he talked with them and said to them, be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. Then he went up into the boat to them, and the wind ceased, and they were greatly amazed in themselves beyond measure, and marveled, for they had not understood about the loaves, because their heart was hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to the land... Okay. What were the verses in John 6?
I read it 15 through 21. I really like the fact that once you read the Bible, you just keep right on going.
Yeah.
Like, a wonderful story here I need to read?
It's like, Phyllis, just read the whole chapter. Phyllis's famous statement. Here we go. Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to a mountain by himself alone. And when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into the boat, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus had not come to them. Then the sea arose because a great wind was blowing. So So when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near the boat, and they were afraid. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they willingly received him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land where they were going.
Now, think about that. Matthew is the only set of verses that talks about Peter walking on the water.
Yeah.
But you've got to know that there was some conversation when Peter got back to the boat about Peter walking on the water. You know that it's,
yeah.
They're silently, you know, and now we see that they immediately got to the other side. So Jesus dealt with that to a certain degree. But Jesus said to Peter, walk down the water. Well, he didn't say anything. He just said to him, Peter said, help me. Jesus stretched out his hand to Matthew 14, verse 31. And said, hold you a little faith, why let you down? And inside of Peter said, that's it, I can get out and walk in the water just like Jesus. And you and I have got to get this part of it down in our heart. As we speak the word, as we speak this word out loud, the word begins to build faith down in our heart. Begins to build revelation down in our heart. Begins to build understanding down inside of our life. When you study and meditate that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside my mortal body, giving me life from the inside out, all of a sudden, you start believing it. It's like Phyllis the other day asked if she could read verses out of Revelation with our closing verses from June. And the answer is, of course. Why? Because every single one of us has got to get the revelation that we are kings and priests of God. Well, there's only one way you're going to get that revelation, and that is you've got to begin to speak those verses out loud. Until your mind, your soulish realm, stops resisting the revelation and begins to embrace it and say, oh my Lord, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of me.
Amen.
Right here, right now, today. Oh my Lord. Now, and he is my Lord. I'm not just saying that as an expletive, but the bottom line is, it's like, this is the same Spirit. See, the only way I got to that revelation was I began to say that verse. I remember hearing Dr. Barkley say it, Dr. Sobral say it, I heard Dr. Winston say it, Brother Copeland, and one day I'm like, I got to get that verse inside. That verse, believe it when they say it. That verse is not down deep inside, by the way. Guys, when that verse gets deep in our life, we'll put up with no sickness. We'll put up with no weakness. We'll put up with no infirmity. Why? Because the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from living in your mortal body and mine, giving us life in Jesus' name. All right.
Hallelujah.
It ain't working. My battery isn't charging. Oh, battery. Charge.
I was going to say we can still see you and hear you good, but.
Well, you can see me and hear me, but
uh-oh.
I just got a little message, so.
Amen, Rebecca. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, everybody.
Yes, thank you, Rebecca. Command it. We don't.
Sure, what was good, because I don't want to see bad things. Or since you mentioned grabbing the energy, because I don't want nothing to do with it. There you go. Now, let's read another Wednesday story. Let's go to Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. Mark 4,
there.
The room is dark. There we go.
Yes.
My face is no longer dark. No, thank you. Appreciate that. Charge, phone. Now, Mark chapter 4, on the same day, verse 35 through 41, on the same day, the parable of the sower, the light into the basket, Jesus uses parable and all that stuff. On the same day, meaning, John, he said to them, let's go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Well, they left the multitudes. They took him along in the boat, and he was. He had said a bunch of stuff, and he couldn't like he was. That would have been an interesting statement. And both of the boats were with them. So there was the big boat, Peter and them with that, and then there was a little boat. Then a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already going. And it was the same for the most little boats. Most people don't talk about the little boats, but they were experiencing the same thing that the big boat was experiencing.
Probably worse, even.
Yes. And, in boat 38, he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. Jesus was asleep. He was a human, like you. He is a human, like you and me. And his body was tired, so I don't know. If you went down into the cabin and said, hey, Peter, want to sleep on the same side of bed? You wouldn't have thought that he had a big bed there, but he had a pillow. Where did he get the pillow? Doesn't matter. And they woke him up and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Well, they weren't perishing. They were just in a storm. But what was the last time you said? Easy for us to judge the disciples here. But what was the last time that you said, we're perishing here when you're in a storm rather than getting up and walking on the water?
Wow.
It's real easy to judge the disciples on our side of the story. They're right in the story. Verse 39, he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Well, why did he say that to them? From day one, when they were with him, he preached the word to them and exampled it right in front of their eyes. Showed them an infallible proof. And now he's looking at him saying, how is it you have no faith? What was he saying to them? I expected you to get up and calm that storm.
Yeah.
What's the nice title? Yes, you actually need to speak the word out loud. Yes, even you need to speak the word out loud. Kevin. Pastor, I'm not a preacher like you. Do I even have permission to speak the word of God? Okay, nobody on the face of this earth doesn't have permission to speak the word of God.
Amen.
So you're a terrible living word. And Jesus now resides on the inside of you. And you have not only the permission, but the assignment to speak the word and speak it boldly.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
There you go.
Where's Brother Roger?
The court took from the combined and 47 decision.
Not sure what that was. Sound like somebody was calling up a football game. Move 42, go off.
Yeah, Roger is not here yet. I did send him a notification.
Well, I'll send him another.
All right.
Tell him we're missing his great amen. And they said, verse 41, they said, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? Well, that's when you put another set of verses in your confession. And what is that? Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. You pull out the ones you want to say in there. Well, let's go there real quick. Genesis chapter 1. Need somebody's mic there because we're getting some background noise.
Whoops. I missed.
Sounds like we got a kids movie in the background or something. It's all right, we like kids movies as long as they don't teach them about magic.
Oh my goodness.
And all the perversion of our day. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sea, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God blessed. And God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Verse 31. God saw everything he had made. And indeed, it was very for the evening and the morning for the sixth day. And as you see this, we were made in the image of God. God saw darkness, and what did he speak?
Let there be light. Yeah, whoops.
God saw the waters, and what did he speak? Land. We need some land in the middle of that water. And there was. God spoke to the water, and out of it came all of the things that would make the water filled with life and the birds that flew above us. Came out of that water. God spoke to the dirt, and out of the dirt came trees and grass and fruit and vegetables. But also out of the dirt came the creeping things and the crawling things and all the critters of the earth. And he spoke it and it came into being. Well, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 says, let us make man in our image according to our likeness, and let them have dominion fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that creeps on the earth. What was he telling us? You need to learn to use your words to bring this earth into subjection. How was man going to bring the whole earth into subjection by one hand? And this earth is 25,000 miles around the center. One man can't bring that whole earth in by his one hand and ability to do things. When I speak the word of God, now it can come to pass in our lives. So, life. So, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Jesus looked at the disciples and said, why did you have faith? And they said, they're going, sound like a motorboat. But they didn't know what to say. But Jesus was not only giving them permission, but giving them assignment. Bring this stuff into subjection. The apostle Paul said on the ship, I didn't listen to me when we left the port. Now the ship will be ruined. Everything in it will be ruined. The lives will all be saved. But you're going to lose the ship if you didn't listen. And sure enough, the ship went to pieces. And Paul said, can't get a touch aboard, get a plank. But most of all, get the shore. And his words came to pass. Carson's life was lost. Not even his own. When the viper jumped up out of the fire, they thought for sure he was going to die. The death, the most bitter death of all, that is the death of the sure, whatever, however they say. But no, all statements, I'm going to live and not die. And the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of me, right here, right now. Now, Deuteronomy 28, here we go. These verses are verses that every one of us needs to live in regularly. I'm not going to give you a time period. If once a day, 2 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 9 months, that every other day of the month. I'm not going to tell you what to do with it. I'm going to tell you these verses are of absolute importance to your life. Meditate in them day and night. And then God will begin to bring them to you and speak of them as you see life all around you. So let's read these for a minute. Deuteronomy 28. And show verse 1 through 13. It shall come to pass. Diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. There's the rest of the place. Keep wondering why I'm getting darker. Well, it's getting darker.
It is getting darker.
I am going to set you high above all the nations of the earth. Well, that means your wife is going to start living in that earth. God is setting me high above all the nations of this earth. You really think so, Pastor? No, I don't think so. I know so. Can I get an amen from anybody?
Was that chapter 28?
Yes.
Chapter 28.
And what verse was that?
1 through 13. Yeah. It shall come to pass if you diligently obey that God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Oh my God, what the Christians is like, I don't even know why God would want to set me high above all the nations of the earth. Why would God want to do that for his kids? What is it like? We think, does he think we're special or something? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
We're walking with the believers. We're walking with God. Of course we're special. Mm-hmm. For students. All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. I like that. That means come up behind you, overtake you, while you're just going down the road doing what you got to do every day. First, you obey the voice of the Lord your God. What shall you be in the city? You're in the city right now. What shall you be in the field? Brother Dan, Sister Gwen, they're in the field. Out in the country. I'm about the oil field. I've lost being right here where I am right now. Fullness shall be the fruit of your body. Well, what is that? That's not fat. That's your children. Or your stepchildren. Or somebody that just told you about it. There you go. I've done that. The fruit of your body. So produce of your ground, that's if you got a garden, or just something that you made in life. The increase of your herd, the increase of your cattle, the offspring of your flock. Now, you and I don't all have cattle and flocks and all that stuff, but what he said, I'm going to bless everything you touch. One, you're my kids, and I love you.
Amen.
And God was so blessed that after 4,000 years of rebellion, and he finally just said, no, Babylon's taking the gold with us. All of that beautiful gold and silver that God was going to out it went. Florida. Where did it back to Babylon? Whatever. Whatever is stumbling up. But when you're requested, if you're needing gold, when you come in, I'll tell you when you come in. When you get a house, you're blessed. I'll tell you when you go home. If you don't have your house, you're blessed. The Lord will come in. I love this verse. So, the Lord will cause your enemies to rise against you to be defeated before your face. They will come out against you one way, and they will flee before you seven ways. Stay with me. Poor eyesight, flee seven ways.
Poor eyesight, flee seven ways.
Because your enemies come out against you one way. The Bible, my father said, you're going to flee before you seven ways. You and I got to start actually speaking that statement out loud so that the angels know what it is you want them to go get accomplished for you. That's their function. Based on the word of God that you and I are speaking out of our mouth. You know, I speak life to this truck, to my trailer, to the pump, to the tires, to the air tanks, to the air system. I speak life to this situation all day long. I speak life into this community as I drive through it every day. We speak life into the community where we live. We drive down the road and speak life. Why? We want life to be in Williston. Therefore, we've got to open our mouth and speak it. Because God ain't going to do nothing with people. It's just standing around looking. How does he know which one of your 10 million plus you want to follow? Well, the best, he just knows my heart. He will just do whatever I need. No, that's not his way. That is not his way. He said, you be diligent. You diligently seek me. He cannot. You cannot hesitate to see what's been worth. You cannot sidestep your own responsibility in God to be a child of God. You can't do it. You can't say, well, God's going to do that for me. No, he won't. It will just not get done. Because he put that authority in your hands and told you that he can do it. Verse 8, the Lord will command a blessing on you. Storehouse is all the things you set your hand. You came here tonight, and you can say, I set my hand in here. You're holding the phone in your hands or whatever you got. Whatever you set your hand with, blessed. Well, that speaks the blessing of God on this program. And on everybody that comes here. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, we bless all of the believers here.
Amen.
We bless God in the very best of it.
Yes.
And however all of that situation is coming together, we give you glory, Father. We brought that house situation, the restaurant situation, God's health situation.
Yeah.
We bless Rebecca and Christine and how is you back then?
Yeah.
Tony and Audrey Van Kessel. We bless them. Sunday Kaiser and all of the Kaiserites. The planted all of their families.
Yes.
We bless Mr. Fred Dunn and Michael and all of their family.
Yes.
His brother Roger and his family. We bless Ray and Julie Rouse and all of their family.
Amen.
Teresa Dowell. We have to take Teresa Dowell, but we bless her. All of these families are a part of us. Kathy Angaroni and
Bella
and Joey. And we bless other people that live there. Bella, she lives out there. And we bless Eric and Becca.
Yes.
We bless James and Felicia. All the Mr. Phillips and all of her family. Julie and Romano. What's the lady's name? Elena?
Elaine Tufili.
Elaine Tufili. In Samoa Islands, Mary, there in Singapore, Brother Dan there, and all the brothers in Pakistan. We want you to find this set of verses.
Amen.
The Lord will command, he will command a blessing on you, four houses, and all you set your hand to. He will bless the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself. He's going to do it. You got to do the work of accepting the word of God and beginning to speak so that you get revelation down inside your heart. But God's going to establish you a holy people to himself, just as he swore. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, look at verse 10. Then all the people of the earth shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they will be afraid of you. Or they will have awesome respect for you.
Yeah.
Lord will grant you plenty of goods. How many goods?
Plenty.
Plenty of goods. In the fruit of your body. And in the heat of your livestock, the produce of your ground, the land which he swore to your fathers to give you. Lord will open to you his good treasures. Stay with me. Open to me, Lord.
Open to me, Lord, your good treasures.
Open to me your good treasures. That what is it? The sun, the heavens, to give rain in your land in its season, to bless all the work of your hand. You will lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow. The Lord will make you the head, and not the tail. Above only, and not the knee. I love those verses.
Mm-hmm.
If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe. Think about this. How many people have come and gone from the community of faith, and they never grasped the idea that I'm going to have to open my mouth and speak this word? I remember the day my wife said, you know what, that preacher just said, the only way this is going to work is I'm going to have to speak the word. And that means I better get out a piece of paper. I better get busy with this because I have many, many 50-some years behind speaking the word. Speaking the word was available to see Jesus on it. So it's not like it's a new revelation. It's a new revelation to you and me that's never been trained before. But now that we're being trained by the Holy Spirit, we've got to make a point every single day of our life to speak the word of God. What does it do? That puts the word down deep in your heart. You've got to speak it until it becomes a revelation of what does that verse mean. As soon as you get the revelation that this is a free gift of righteousness, not how you're goody-goody two-shoes ways of acting, all of a sudden, you're going to have righteousness functions in every part of your life, and you're not going to be sinning. And it's going to be effortless. Yes. Can you say it's effortless? You know how hard I've worked to get rid of sin? Yeah. I know how hard you have worked to get rid of your sin. I know how discourage you work, no matter how hard you work, you can't get rid of sin in your own life. But all you got to do is just receive from Jesus the free gift of grace.
Amen.
I don't understand that passage. I don't. Yes, of course it don't. And begin to speak them until they make sense down inside of them. And it may be the only person that's God bless you for study for the next 6 months. I had to do that to me. No, we're studying this and just this. This is going to produce life in your life and bring great joy and happiness to you. As the word begins to take effect in your life.
Amen.
Now, that set of verses right there is Deuteronomy 28. It's a set of verses that you should make every single day. Literally, I come out here and get in this truck most times at the beginning. Most times it's before I ever even get to the truck. You commanded this blessing on my life, and I will speak the word of God over my life. And I just get my Bible off. My phone or this Bible. You come to testify diligently, since I am diligently obeying the voice of the Lord my God, and I am serving carefully to do all the commandments he's given to me to do, and one of those commandments, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself, I'm doing them. Then God will set me high. Not someday to teach me, you've already done it. And set me high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon me, overtake me, because I am obeying the voice of the Lord my God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed in the country. I'm blessed in the fruit of my body. And I just go right down this set of verses and say, I speak those verses all the time that declare the enemy comes out against us one way, and as soon as he sees us, he has to flee seven ways. And I declare vengeance and recompense done against that enemy for all he's done against you and me.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Now, I want you to be putting together some of these confessions. I've got a bunch of them already done. And I want us to have one for every day of the week. One for our health, one for our money, one for our relationships, one about walking with God. And I want us to have them every day of the week. I want you to build your relationship with God and learn to hear his voice of how many times a day he wants you to speak that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know from personal experience he's going to want you to speak very often in some days. There's been days that's all I've done all day long is speak the word. Now, I understand if you got a job or a business or whatever, you can't do that like that. But then there's some days where you're going to be free to do whatever you want. He's going to be like, speak the word. Well, I was just watching this fishing show. I know. Speak the word. What's he doing? He's helping you open up your mouth with the process that's going to establish his plan in your life. And then all of a sudden you show up and you're like, wow, I have been speaking this and standing right to you with no pressure.
Hmm.
That, my friend, is what I've learned in my life.
Jesus' mighty name.
What time is it, Bob?
It is 10 to 9.
10 to 9. Do not let anybody know I'm letting you out this early.
Going to get communion elements.
All right, go get communion elements. That's what time it is inside for receive our communion elements. You know, there's a lot of people that would just say, Pastor, it really... You're making it way too simple. It can't be this simple. Well, I'm going to tell you something. The joke
Jesus, by the name.
Are you ready to read?
I am.
Here we go.
1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let each man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And then our next verses are 1 John 4:16-19. And we have known and believed that love, believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us.
Now what do we do? Well, according to verse 28, right there, we're going to put it into practice. And you do that in this manner. You pray for yourself, and then you pray for everyone. And that's what we're going to do. When you examine yourself before community, there's only one example I see you think. Do I want and need God in my life? No matter what level of sin or backsliding, or I don't know anything about God, whatever any of that is, if you allow your head and say, well, I need you in my life, and I receive you, you come to live on the inside of me, and it'll transform your life. Everybody pray this prayer, whether you're rededicating your life, maybe you're coming to God for the first time, maybe you've never seen anything like this before, but you're just glad, excited, and someone on the internet is receiving communion together. Here we go. You ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, Jesus, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish,
and I thank you for
that. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your hands up to say, I receive you into my life, Lord.
I receive you into my life, Lord.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Fill in every part of my life.
filling every part of my life
with all of you.
With all of you.
Your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God. Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life. As a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Just like that, you were born into the kingdom of God. Just like that, you were born into the family of God. Just like that, God Almighty fills every part of you. You might be saying, Pastor, I can't even do something going on that inside. Yeah, it is. God Almighty is filling your life right now. You don't have to understand everything about God's word happens. You don't have to know everything about the kingdom in the Bible. You don't have to know all that in order for this to come to pass in your life. All you got to do is be bold enough to say, Jesus, I'm receiving in my life, and here it comes. Now, God Almighty, by the Holy Spirit, now lives on the inside of you, right here, right now, today, in Jesus' mighty name. And your responsibility from now on is to walk with God and the path of righteousness toward His name. Every day, wake up every morning, everybody say this with me. Father, help me walk with you today.
Father, help me walk with you today.
That is the answer for all of our lives. Welcome to the kingdom. You'll find all of our information right there at my email address, right down there in the notes. hdpreacher@gmail.com, that's my email address. You can find us on the website, sammysercato.com. Our PO Box is PO Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. You can send a card, letter, send a picture of us. Send a picture of yourself as you're listening to the program so that we have a picture of you as one of our partners. We're going to put them up. We're going to pray over you all every day. And it's just good to have a place. Put the names here. And you can send it through the email. You know, I send one through the email. Just use the picture and email, and we will pray for you diligently as our partners every single day. Well, why do we see the communion elements tonight? Put it, grab your elements, if you got bread, water, that'll work. I recommend bread because that's what Jesus did. Must be like it. Here we go. Bless our elements. Hold them up. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for our peace is on you, Lord.
And
by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul,
and in my body.
In
my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint is
supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in our community.
In the body of Christ in our community. And right here in this community of faith. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Let's read the bread together. Thank you, Lord. You endured the cross, despising the shame.
Jesus.
And you are set down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
Thank you.
You lift up the cup of blessing. The blood of Jesus. Bring this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
The blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Every sin has been placed in remission. In my life forever.
By the blood of the word of my testimony.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome every day.
By the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation.
By the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation. Old things are passed away and all things have become new. And I thank you for it, Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly. To the throne room of grace. Where I find grace, mercy, and help. For my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over. And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren
is cast down.
By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down. These words on my lips right now.
These words on my lips right now.
Render my enemy powerless.
Render my enemy powerless.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church without spot or wrinkle. For any other blemish. When you come for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
His bloodshed. Let your prayers turn to water and wine. Hallelujah. Be to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory. Be to God in Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. Let's sing our song. We sing it regularly. The blood that Jesus shed for me, when he went across
the blood that gives me strength from day to day, you'll never lose that power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will be never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest
Be able to Oh, yeah, from Genesis. I'm telling you. I'm not doing that, but I'm getting ready to do it. Maybe when we go on our vacation trip here in a couple of days, that's what we got to do. Start Genesis, go all the way through. But it's powerful, powerful way to understand God's holy word. I'm going to keep walking the king of that, so I'll just keep moving. Sure, love you guys. Love you guys. Samantha, Rebecca, Christine, love you guys. Mr. Sunday Riser, and all of our friends from across the United States and around the world on YouTube, remember, see your name, we're going to speak out loud to God and ask his blessing to be upon you and your family in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this.
We love you. God
loves
you, and Jesus is Lord.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Good night.